This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, this is the weekday update as opposed to the weekend update. Lots of questions, lots of answers, talking about what matters to most people listening. That's how we get an audience, because we're talking about what people are interested in, the events of the day, issues of the day. So how about this for relaxation? In Qatar, a group of people from 114 countries gathered for a yoga class. It broke the record for the most nationalities ever to go to a yoga class.
Wow.
How about that? Organized by the Indian Embassy. The folks there got the word that this was a big deal, so they went to, this is pretty interesting, the World Cup of Yoga, so they call it. And the people that, I guess the Guinness Book of World Records put it together. This was the most historic moment. This is the first. What do you go to Qatar for? Right? Q-A-T-A.
What else? Qatar. I would go to Qatar, but where would you go? Right.
Qatar. You always do that when I talk about Qatar. So there, Jennifer is correcting me.
Always.
Victoria is laughing at me. And Jay's being the good person and not taking sides. So thank you, Jay. That's very nice of you, all of you, to be here to talk about what is going on here. The poll that came out over the weekend that seemed to get the most attention was one about mask mandates. Mandates in airports. Most Americans support mask mandates in airplanes. I would say those people who support the mask mandate on airplanes don't fly much or at all. So you ask people, oh, what do you think? Yeah, sure, it's great. No, it's stupid.
I always wonder about these surveys, because it feels like you feel one way, and then you see numbers. Right. I mean, it matters where they get the numbers.
This was an Ipsos poll, so aren't they normally pretty, like, reliable?
But it's not even about being reliable, but you could go to, like Doug's saying, you could go to people who are just the average American, basically. Yeah. They can say, we talked to 1,200 Americans, and that's how we got our numbers.
Yeah. And three of them flew on a plane in the last year.
Yeah, frequent flyers and those kind of things. Because I think there is anxiety probably for people who don't travel or fly that much or don't go that often. But, you know, I don't know. I still feel like most people I've talked to, it doesn't matter their political stripes, seem to still be in favor of getting rid of the masks. But who knows? Maybe that's just my crazy.
But as usual, the poll was asking people, Republicans and independents and Democrats, what the hell difference does it make whether you're a Republican or a Democrat as to whether you want to wear a mask?
Well, they always break people
up
by group. Well, but the interesting thing about it, though, is that 57% of Republicans that they surveyed said that they supported the mask requirements in airports. Yeah. So it was 91% of Democrats, 75% of independents. But I read a piece this weekend that I thought was really interesting. It was a guy who is a professor at Harvard, and he's an air quality expert. He's been busy for the last 2 years, as you can imagine, with everyone trying to figure out, you know, where it's safe to avoid COVID. He said something about masks on planes that I thought was really interesting. He said that airlines should require masks when you're boarding and deplaning, but not while the doors are closed on the plane. And he said the reason for that is because, as we've all been saying, the air quality on an airplane when it's running through the system is incredibly effective at eliminating 99.9% of all viruses, including COVID. But it's when you're waiting to get off the plane or waiting to get on, if they don't have the air circulation system on, that's when he said people are actually going to start to get sick. That's where they're going to get COVID, not from being up in the air. They're going to get it in the airport, and they're going to get it before and after. So he was saying that he thinks that we should be wearing masks in the airport and when you're getting on the plane, and as soon as they close the doors to the plane, you can take them off. And then the same thing happens when you're deplaning.
Yeah, I wouldn't oppose that.
I mean, to me, that feels
actually
like
makes some sense.
It makes sense, and it's like it feels like real
instead
science.
Instead of some stupid poll asking nobody, people who never fly. Delta has done something pretty interesting. They're offering options to people who are not comfortable, because Delta has said, like American and every all the other airlines, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. Okay, so if you're not comfortable flying, then Delta will give you your money back.
Really?
So, yeah.
Why
right.
can't you just wear a mask?
Well, because they're not worried about the people who are wearing the mask. They're worried about the people who aren't wearing a mask and whether or not it's safe to be in an airplane. They don't know. This is the ignorance quotient that is what you just said is the most intelligent way to look at this that I've heard. I actually haven't heard that before, but it's a very good idea.
I had not heard it either, frankly. But this is what this guy's, you know,
yeah.
this is his
Makes
trade,
sense.
And this is what he's trying to lobby. He's been working with airlines to encourage them to, you know, like release this science and say, look, this is you're not going to get sick from being up in the air. You're going to get it in the beginning, you know, loading onto the plane, deplaning, and at the airport. So.
Yeah. By the way, there are a lot of new bugs that are around this year. You get a lot sicker with them than you will. Did you see some of these creepy crawly creatures that are floating around this year? I'm on healthy.com.
You mean insects or viruses? I thought you meant
Well, the insects that leap, but that's a very good question. Because a lot of people don't know the difference between an insect and a virus anymore, because they don't teach any of this stuff in schools. If you go to healthy.com, which is where I am right now, there's this big bug that's crawling over somebody's skin, and it looks like a combination of about three or four different bugs.
A person in Maine this weekend died from a very rare tick-borne illness.
Yeah,
and now there's a warning. And there's a warning now that I forget what the virus is, or what the disease is that it gives you, but it killed the person. And it was a normal, healthy person. So,
all right, back to the mask mandate for a second, because the city of Philadelphia has dropped. They had, against all odds, Philadelphia is one of the worst places on the planet as far as I'm concerned. I was there for a while at WCAU. I never liked the city of brotherly love. I remember being there for the Mummers Parade. It's just, ugh. Anyway, they dropped their mask mandate 4 days after they put it into effect. These guys are really on top of things.
Was it because it wasn't popular? I saw that headline too, but because no one was following it, or why did they drop it?
Well, the case count, they never looked at their info, apparently, because after all the noise from Philadelphians, the city looked at the case counts, and they're all stabilizing. They looked at hospitalization numbers, and they're low. So why would you put it? It's a perfect example of people doing something based on gut reactions instead of what the facts are. And you see that all over the place with COVID. You really do. The latest here it is, COVID-19 has been linked to a slew of unusual side effects, like COVID toes and loss of taste and smell. I never heard of COVID toes before. What's a COVID toe?
Oh, I have. The COVID toe. That hasn't been around in a while. I don't know. Something happens. Your big toe swells or something like that.
Yeah, that was in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of in the beginning of COVID. Like, remember when people had COVID eyes, and it looked like people's eyes were, like really bloodshot and bleeding? That's how a lot of nurses were diagnosing, you know, anecdotally. They were seeing patients and saying, all right, well, you've got COVID because I can see it in your eyes. And
well,
so COVID toes apparently was a thing, too.
Apparently, what else can happen is that it works up the Epstein-Barr that causes shingles, chicken pox, Epstein-Barr, it's all the same thing. And once that's in your system, it never goes away. So there's something either about the COVID or is it the shot? Which is it? Or could it be both?
It's COVID. No, they think it's tied to inflammation that COVID gives you. And somehow, because you get shingles when your immune system is suppressed. That's like you can get, you know, a wave of Epstein-Barr. I've had several waves of it when my immune system has been really low.
Yeah.
And so they think that it's connected to that COVID squashes your immune system and then shingles can pop up if you're over 50.
Hmm.
My dad had shingles once. It seemed awful.
Yeah. My grandmother, after she had her chemotherapy.
Oh, it is. I had it over my eye.
Terrible.
Like something's in your skull trying to eat to get out. That's what it feels like. So there's a new survey.
Before we
leave
the masks, can I tell you how ridiculous California is? Because I always love to remind you guys in case you don't know. So LA County, I think to just prove some solidarity with the Biden administration, because they're going to be fighting the mask mandate, the appeal of the overturning of the judge's ruling on their mandate. They're going to be a they're fighting that. And so L.A. County has said that when you go into LAX, you have to wear a mask, same thing that you do in New York City. But once you get up in the air, you can take the mask off based on federal law. But what's even sillier is that they've also imposed it on ride sharing. So if you go into a Lyft in L.A. County, the minute that you cross the line into Orange County or Ventura County or Riverside County, you can take the mask off your face in the same
room
that you're in.
So dumb.
Is that the most ridiculous thing ever?
California. Oh, my gosh.
California, here we go. Right back after the next show. Americans, there's a survey out of the on the impact of COVID and your mental health. Let's see here. Despite policy changes like mask mandates lifting, 56% feel alone in their struggle to share their struggle with their friends and their family. Huh. Let's see what that is all about. When it comes to people and not getting enough sleep, 2 in 5 respondents say poor sleep is one of the things that's come out of this, feeling stress. It's all about stress. Isn't that? How much time do we spend every day talking about stress? Let's see. Other people in the poll experience inability to focus, physical exhaustion. 3 in 10 respondents struggle to keep a healthy work and life balance. I think that's, I don't know what healthy is, but I think that is one of the things that's come out of this, right? People working from home. You've said a number of times, Victoria, that your husband who works at home for a big broadcasting company, he spends more time working now than he ever did.
Yeah, for sure. He's busier than ever. I mean, it doesn't apply to every business and every person. He might just be more of a self-starter, and maybe he's just someone who works better on his own without distraction. Yeah. I don't know. You know, a lot of companies seem to have a very divided
opinion. Do you worry about him and burnout? Do you worry about him being burned out at all?
Well, sometimes, sometimes, yeah, because he'll go all day and he won't eat. And I'll have to, like, go into the office and force him to eat something. So, and normally, if he was in the city still, like, well, if he was still in the city in the office, you know, everyone has, like, an hour lunch break and whatever. But, yeah, he's working a lot more consistently now, so...
A lot of people are giving therapy a try, apparently, as a result of this poll. Exercise, that sort of stuff, make themselves feel better. But very interesting results of this poll. Burnout, isolation, loneliness, stress. Get some therapy. Listen to this program, you'll feel much better. 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
So as you graduate and head out into the world, there's only one thing that you need to know.
Hi, this is Jamie from Progressive. Yeah, I can talk now. Progressive protects you 24/7. So, tell me what happened. Oh, I'm sorry, Gene. Can you give me 1 second?
Brush that Furby meal. Congratulations and thank you.
Sorry about that. I'm back. So tell me about this fender bender.
Contact us 24/7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlie just introduced me to a new word. We all know how
that's a new pronunciation of a
yes.
new word.
No, it's a great pronunciation. I like this, and it's pretty appropriate for when we dig around in social media for all of these scandals that show up. There's a scandal now that's affecting the life and times of one young Mike Tyson, who apparently popped somebody for being a jerk. Maybe we all should take a lesson from this. Well, we'll find out what the story is behind the story. Jay's on top of it right after this.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com. I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Okay, here we are trying to figure out what's going on in poor Mike. What does Mike Tyson do now that he can't beat people up? What is his claim? What does he do?
He does it on airplanes? I don't know.
On JetBlue flights, apparently.
All right. Yeah.
More trouble for JetBlue, right? JetBlue does not need more bad publicity.
Bad publicity, no, exactly. Okay, so, Jay, let's have the story behind the story. I think by this point, most people, unless they're millennials, have heard about Mike Tyson's airplane punching circumstance. And apparently there was good reason the guy was being a jerk, although that
didn't
show up.
Well, there's
a lot
up in the air about this, and
pardon the pun,
not intended.
Good.
Where
yeah, right. That's good.
Yeah.
I heard what you did there, though, Jay. Come on. Up in the air.
Well, Mike Tyson had an overzealous fan, apparently, and it started off cordial. There are photos of them together. Mike Tyson was really great to take a photo with him, and apparently the fan just wouldn't leave him alone. There were reports from Tyson's camp that the dude threw a water bottle at Tyson, and that's when Mike Tyson started punching the guy. The guy, whose name is Melvin Townsend III, his camp is saying that there was no water bottle that was thrown. Charges, the guy has lawyered up. Charges have not officially been filed,
yeah.
But if charges are filed, this could be a felony.
But does Tyson have any money? After all, he was riding on JetBlue, so how much money can he have?
Was he in mid?
Well, tiger's got to eat.
I don't know. Yeah.
He's got to save all the money to feed his tigers.
I also always wonder when someone, and I think judges typically are extra aggressive with sentencing when it's someone who has combat training or, you know, is a professional boxer. Mike Tyson punching someone is not the same as, like, Doug Steffen punching someone. So I would imagine
that. I'm tough.
Yeah.
I get punched. I can punch with a
weapon.
Mike
Tyson's not handling weapons.
I'm not, yeah, they're weapons, yeah.
I got to clean my fingernails and then they'll be weapons.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, Mike Tyson gets it in the neck, in a manner of speaking. Film at 11. Listen, leave the guy alone. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
And now a small business setback. Step two, smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twink the sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Monday after a visit to Kyiv that Ukrainian President Zelensky is committed to winning his country's fight against Russia and that the United States will help him.
We don't know how the rest of this war will unfold, but we do know that a sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene. And our support for Ukraine going forward will continue. It will continue until we see final success.
President Biden will visit Israel following an invitation from Israeli Prime Minister Bennett. While both governments confirmed on Sunday that Biden had accepted the invitation to visit Israel in the coming months, neither side gave a date for the expected trip. The two leaders spoke on Sunday. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Florida State Representative Blaise Ingoglia told Newsmax that Florida was leveling the playing field by stripping Disney of its special tax district in Orlando, bringing the iconic corporation out of its specially privileged woke world.
The big tech bill, when we drafted that bill, and that was to hold these big tech companies accountable for deplatforming people and silencing free speech online. When we were drafting that bill, Disney came to us and they said, hey, we are very concerned about people making inappropriate or sexualized content, comments underneath the stream for our Disney Plus platform. So at the time, it made sense to say, yeah, you know, we want to protect kids. We want to protect parents. We're going to include an exception. But little did we know now with the leaked videos from Disney that Disney itself was actually putting sexualized content in their videos. So they're just nothing more than a hypocrite. And now that this has come to light, we're taking that exemption away from them.
Scores of people were killed in an explosion at an illegal oil refinery in a border town in southern Nigeria over the weekend. The Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps said in a statement, the fire occurred in an illegal bunkering site situated at the boundary between Rivers State and Imo State, end quote. According to local media reports, emergency response team have counted 109 bodies, while others remain missing. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another entertaining half hour of conversation. I guess you'll be the judge of that, though, won't you? Today, as every day, Monday through Friday, is filled with things, questions, and answers about what's going on in the world. What is going on here? I will try to find answers, work on answers, figure things out. It's the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Today is National Ring-a-Ding Day, also known as National Telephone Day. Anybody beside me actually have a telephone in their home?
Not a landline.
No. Landlines are good. So let's see here. But we're not celebrating that. We're celebrating Apple's release of the first iPhone. 2007? That's all these damn things have been around. And how many different versions are there? Are we up to 18 now or 1,300 or however many? Yeah.
We're up to 13, yeah.
If Alexander Graham Bell were alive today, he would not use an iPhone.
What? How do you know?
He wouldn't.
I know you guys went to school together, but come on.
I mean, would he be more of an Android person?
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-boom.
He would love not having to be tethered to an actual cord. He would love an iPhone or any kind of cell phone.
I like Bing. Does Nancy, Fancy Nancy, have a landline?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, good.
Of course they do.
Enough said.
She has a flip phone that...
Good!
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's like,
I got one.
Doug has a flip phone, too.
I have a flip phone. I have an iPhone.
Like, not
a
cool
a
one. Phone. Yeah, she doesn't have an iPhone. My dad has an iPhone.
Today is, let's see, the anniversary of the death of Edward R. Murrow. Let's see if there are any Gen Xers or millennials who know who he is. Ladies, Edward R. Murrow. Know who he is?
Good night and good luck.
That's very good. You saw the movie?
I saw the movie.
David Strathairn played Edward R. Murray, and George Clooney directed it. It was a good movie, dark and black and white. Yeah, it was good. Today's National Zucchini Bread Day. Those of you who like that, why is there a big deal made out of that? Or banana bread. It's all the same stuff. It's just what you put into it, right?
Zucchini bread is delicious, though.
It is? Why?
Because the zucchinis have so much water in them. I just think it keeps the bread from drying out. It's like a loaf. It's like a dessert loaf. It's not, I don't know why it's called bread.
It's not like something to make a sandwich?
No. It's like banana bread. It's the same thing.
No, but it would be great with the grape jelly or blueberry jelly, jam, that kind of stuff. Yum. All right, so I guess that launches us off into the food news department. Best Buy is going to recall hundreds of thousands of air fryers because they catch fire, burn, melt. This is the Insignia air fryer. I'm going to check it out if you have one. They've sold a lot of them. Anybody here got an air fryer?
I feel like I'm the only one now who doesn't have one.
Really? Huh.
I don't know if Jen has. I don't think Jen has one. But yeah, Jay, do you use yours a lot?
We did. We're kind of like minimal right now, just because.
Well, how would you use it?
Well,
give us an example. What would you use it for?
We've done broccoli, Brussels sprouts. We use it a lot for air frying vegetables, or we've done French fries, different kind of potatoes. I've tried to make – I can't do chicken no matter what way, shape, or form. I cannot cook chicken, but I have tried boneless buffalo wings in there. Those ones
do not turn out
well.
You can't cook chicken because you don't like it, or it just doesn't turn out well?
It just doesn't turn out well.
What is
Haley Bieber posted the first air fryer chicken batch that she made this weekend. It looks pretty good. I guess basically, right, you're just saving the oil, right? Isn't that essentially the point of an air fryer?
Yeah, there's no oil used in an air fryer. Right.
But is it still bad for you? Because fried food is bad for you.
I think it's what there's you're using. If you're actually doing something that's breaded, you could have that added stuff. But if you're just throwing vegetables on the tray and putting it in the air fryer and it crisps them up, kind of like roasting them, but a little bit faster.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. Yeah. Like kale chips in the air fryer, those are really
good. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, can we get back now to the issues of the day?
But yes, 700,000 of these things have been recalled. And first of all, it shows how popular air fryers are. I was in Bed Bath & Beyond the other day. There's a whole aisle that was just air fryers. Because they're kind of large. And at first I was like, what is that appliance?
I don't recognize that.
They kind of look like a big crock pot. They're big.
Really?
And,
they don't look like a... What do they call microwaves? They don't look like a microwave, right?
No, it's not. They're not.
No, there are some that kind of have like a toaster oven look to them. Mm.
All right. Meanwhile, back to Zucchini Day. It seems Walmart's got a problem not on the best day. World Variety Produce recalling zucchini because of salmonella. Here we go. The organic market-side zucchini. That was the label. Distributed in a number of Walmart stores in Arizona, Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana. You wonder why it isn't in all of their stores, not just in these states. Kansas, Kentucky, where Jay isn't. Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri. Let's see here. Nebraska, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Texas, South Dakota, Oklahoma. So the recall was initiated because there was a lot of imported organic zucchini which tested positive for salmonella. So where do they import this stuff from? Mexico?
Probably Mexico, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Just one more reason. Close the borders. Keep the bad zucchini out. All right, what else is happening? Here's something that really, 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 really you should be thinking about. You know, I do the weekly program, The American Family Farmer, which is a focus on family farms, not the big conglomerates and food, family, that sort of thing. Cargill, which is the largest of all the big food titanic corporations, made $5 billion in profits last year. Okay? Does that sink in? This is according to a Bloomberg report. Cargill made $5 billion. And close behind them are Tyson Foods, Archer Daniels Midland, and some other outfits that specialize in corn, grains, and soybean. So you, those of you who wonder why all the food costs are going up, listen to this. The this is a company that is owned pretty much like the Walmart. The family owns either the company outright or all the stock. So this is a company controlled by an old Yankee family, the Cargills, and another family that married in the McMillans. They are among now the 25 richest families in America. As a matter of fact, they are number, the family is number four. The Waltons are number one. The Kochs are number two. And the Mars family, number three. So let's see here. The Cargills, the family, there's four, let's see, one, two, three, yeah, there's four people in the family. They're worth $51 billion. Now, I don't have a problem with that, except that the rise in food, the prices that we are paying for the stuff that they control, and some of the other, like the Mars family controls candy, and it's not a food. It is with me, but it isn't with most people. Anyway, the inflation, when you look at the how much the Cargill value, that $51 billion, has gone up 6% since last September. So you look at the price of food. The reason I bring it up is because this is what is controlling the food supply. Instead of you going to your, well, maybe you're smart enough to go to the local farm and patronize the farmers so that you won't, you know, I don't have any, I want to have people rich. I love it when people are rich because then you see that a lot of people are working. It's good for the economy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when they use their money to screw people over, like the Cargills have been screwing over family farmers for now a couple of decades, this is a problem. And this is, there are two problems as far as I'm concerned. One of them is that they're screwing over the family farmers. And number two, more importantly probably to you if you're not a family farmer, is the food supply. I was in the food, let's see, where was it? It was a, well, I was going to say Wahlburgers. I was in a, not Wahlburgers. What am I looking for? The Wegmans. Okay, I was in Wegmans the other day. And I noticed even in Wegmans, they have huge selections everywhere. Have you noticed that? You both go to Wegmans?
Yeah, I know that you have a Wegmans near me, yeah.
Yeah. Have you noticed that their selection is waning on a lot of things? They don't have as much stuff in the store as they used to. Have you noticed that?
It depends on what it is. I've noticed that some of the Wegmans branded things are still in stock, and then maybe they're doing that on purpose. I mean, look, Wegmans loves to promote Wegmans brand stuff.
Right.
They make it nearly impossible in the store to even find non-Wegmans brands.
Well, so does Trader Joe's. Same thing.
The layout. Well, I don't think Trader Joe's. Does Trader Joe's even carry
it? No, right, exactly. Okay, so not a good comparison.
But Wegmans, I guess Trader Joe's does. No, they do. But Wegmans really pushes their own stuff. So I haven't really looked a whole lot to see what they're missing, but the Wegmans branded stuff seems to be okay. Like I haven't seen any shortages of poultry, even though I know that we've been reading stories about it, but I haven't seen that happen yet.
Well, you'll see it pretty soon because the poultry markets. The avian flu is raising Cain with it. Price of eggs is going up for the same reason. And so you'll find I walked into the barn, it's not really an office, kind of like a refrigerated room where we keep the eggs. And this guy's in there helping himself to, he had six dozen eggs. And we, hens are laying really prolifically at the moment. Lots and lots of eggs everywhere. I was in the hay wagon the other day, and it's out by the chicken coop, and I found three eggs. Anyway, so anyway, this guy's in, apparently it's some religious holiday. I don't know what it is, but they like eggs, the Greeks. And so he was getting 6 dozen eggs. And he said, how much are they? I said, $10 a dozen. I just decided I'd see if somebody would pay $10 a dozen. Whips out $60 and gives it to me. So he says, we can't get eggs anywhere else, and these are the best.
I bet they are the best.
Yeah.
Oh, healthy chickens wandering around eating a natural diet. Oh, my gosh.
Delicious. Yep.
Yum. 47 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Beauty brand YSL Beauty has teamed up with Rewild, the conservation organization who work across 188 conservation areas in 89 countries to help restore some of the world's wild spaces. 3/4 of all the planet's wild spaces have been degraded in recent years, impacting local communities and leading to a decline in biodiversity and species extinction. The two organizations have launched a program called Rewild Our Earth, which aims to protect and restore an area more than 4 times the size of Boston, according to YSL Beauty's Caroline Negra.
We've made a bold commitment to help protect and restore key areas, help protect biodiversity, and help local communities to thrive, in addition to our sustainability commitment to reduce our impact. We have a commitment to people and the planet, and we are making key strides in transitioning to low-carbon economies and circular processes. And by taking this additional initiative to rewilding, we help nature return.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Madonna. Okay, I'll bite. I'll be like a millennial here, Chuck. All right? That millennials don't know anything about anything. I don't know how this music attaches itself to Batman, but then I think I've only seen one Batman movie through. That was the George Clooney version. So what's this all about?
Well, I'll make you a deal. Sit down and relax for a couple of minutes and I'll explain.
Really? Okay, I'm ready. I'm all relaxed, please.
Okay.
Take it away.
First of all, we play that because that's one of my all-time favorite sequences in the movie. Tim Burton's 89 Batman, Jack Nicholson's Joker, dancing through the museum, which was called the Flugelheim Museum in the movie. One of the all-time, for me, most entertaining sequences ever put on film, and then Batman crashes through the skylight. I love that sequence. Jack Nicholson turned 85 years old on Friday, born April 22nd, 1937. He has not been seen in public in over a year, which many speculated, although some reports say fact that he suffers from dementia. I would assume there's probably some truth to that if he's not been seen in public in over a year. But one of the all-time iconic actors. He's only done 79 screen appearances, but they're all memorable. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, The Shining. Batman,
Superintendent
Departed, Chinatown, a few easy pieces. It's a great.
Who is in China Syndrome? I thought Michael Douglas was in China.
No, Chinatown. I mean, Chinatown.
Whatever, okay.
But anyway, that song was played because Warner Brothers wanted to strike a music deal with a big artist to help sell Batman, so they had Prince write a couple big songs, and he was the focal point on the album that they marketed for the 89 Batman.
Hmm. Yep. All right. What do you make of the movie that Bill Murray was in, Being Mortal, being suspended because he was being inappropriate? What do you make of that?
I mean, I don't know. Listen, I have no idea what happened on the set. I hate to hear stuff like that. They shut the production down, which is a little bit surprising. I guess it'll all come out in the wash. I mean, Bill Murray historically has been very difficult on movie sets. I mean, it was this well documented when they did Charlie's Angels, when he played the character Bosley. He was extremely rude to Lucy Liu. I mean, said some horrible things to her in front of the entire crew, told her she couldn't act, et cetera, et cetera. So he has a history of being difficult. What happened on the set, I don't know. I just don't know.
You can imagine, though. Okay, well, box office jokes.
Inappropriate touching, though, like the stuff that has been reported, it's not sexual in nature.
Yeah, what is like touching hair, right?
Yeah, see, like pulled someone's ponytail.
It's still unwanted.
Unwanted touching. Unwanted touching, but not in a sexual way.
So
but
my point is, okay, let's just say that's accurate. He unwanted touching of hair. Do they really have to close this? Do they have to shut the production down for that?
Just ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Well, Aziz Ansari, who is like the bigwig kind of behind this, he had his own sexual misconduct issue. So I feel like he has just zero tolerance for anything right now.
And he's directing it, so he doesn't have any room to have anything more attached to his own name, you know, that's negative. So I get that part, but yeah, it puts everybody out of work. It's kind of a lot.
Yeah. Very but crazy.
Okay, let's see how that all plays out. At the box office, animated movie Bad Guys number one, $24 million. It goes to show you, Doug, family animated films do pull in audiences. The Northman big epic Viking movie, $12 million. A decent opening, but not great. That on a $70 million budget. Reviews are really good. And then a Nick Cage movie, Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, which got good reviews. It hit the tracking number 7.1 in its opening frame. You know, I just read an article. They did the annual meeting of the of NATO, which is the National Association of Theater Owners, and they came to the conclusion that they do believe.
Have they taken a position on Russia yet?
I don't know. But they did say this. They do feel strongly that theaters are coming back. They like the product line going forward over the next 2 years. They said that theaters and studios are now talking, something they didn't do much for the last 2 years. And they feel that there's going to be an end to the overspending on streaming, meaning just creating content after content after content, and really overspending to launch these streaming networks, and they feel that the balance will start to come into place over the next year or two, and theaters will come back.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. That Nicolas Cage movie does look like it's fun, and there aren't a lot of other movies out there that look like they're much fun.
No,
yeah,
I agree.
It's fun. Let's go to the movies and have some fun, ladies. Let's go, Chuck Curry. On the DJV program, it's 59 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.